Can I have a pulled pork sandwich with no mayonnaise, just the barbecue sauce?
Just barbecue sauce?
Yes. It's lunch rush at the Hogwild Barbecue Food Trailer in Austin, and business is good. Owner Mark Stimmick says this time last year, he was still recovering from the hot, dry summer.
Oh, it was just unbearable. I was asking myself, why am I doing this business? Matter of fact, trailer food sales were way down that summer because people just would not want to come out and sit outside.
Compared to that experience, he says working the barbecue pit this summer was a cakewalk. Although, come to think of it,
stove was ridiculously hot. We hit 100 degrees a couple dozen times, I think.
Actually, Austin hit 135 times this year. The average for the city is 13 times. And Austin was not unique. Victor Murphy with the National Weather Service says 2012 was a hot year across the state.
So as of right now, it's the fourth warmest on record for the state of Texas through September.
Of the five warmest years on record in Texas, four have occurred since 2006. Dr. Michael Mann is the director of the Earth Systems Science Center at Penn State University. He says that kind of heat could be useful for people trying to raise awareness of global warming. He points to the European heat wave of 2003 as an example.
And that had a profound impact on sort of the public recognition that climate change wasn't just a theoretical problem. It was something that was happening and it was having adverse effects.
But then again, many people have simply stopped noticing unusually warm weather. Texas State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon says that's partially because, in general, the warming trend has been a long, slow process.
So what we consider to be normal now wasn't normal 30 years ago, but yet still feels perfectly normal.
He says that ability to adapt might actually be a good thing for humans facing hotter summers, but only to a point.
Meanwhile, though, there are other parts of the environment that can't acclimate. For example, the steadily increasing rate of evaporation from lakes and rivers has an impact on water supply. The warmer and drier conditions during the summer have an impact on plants.
And more heat may be on tap for Texas. The likelihood of plentiful rain over the winter is declining, setting us up for another hot, dry summer next year that could have people looking back on the summer of 2012 as a cool one. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.